sing a little song. Maybe you can bring it up the fire.
Hey, look at that. It's like 2:08 in the morning on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is the Durfman, and this guy's the Logic Johnson. And we just heard the Dramatics with You Are Fooling You. And then Bootsy Collins with Scenery, followed by Stevie Wonder with Keep On Running. Wade Marcus after that with Spinning Wheel.
That's for you, Dirtman.
Oh. And then the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band with Spreadin' Honey.
Big messy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we've got some... We're going to be going to Harlem in a little bit. Under the Queensboro Bridge.
Isn't that in Queens? And not Harlem? Oh, it was the joke. Okay. So, everybody, yes, as you can see, he has returned. It's Logic Johnson and the Durf Man in tandem once again. Like to say hello to all our friends of the show. You know, from those who be flying on the highways, you know who you are. To those of you that be blitzing in Europe, you know who you are. And everybody in between. Technically, that would be somewhere in the Atlantic, I guess. That's underwater. I'm sure there's some fishes out there that like us. Right? So, still counts. Besides that, this week, special treat for everybody, we're going to be playing the Hustlers Convention album. We tend to do this once or twice per year in a celebratory fashion, because it's just a fantastic ensemble piece that you can't play one track off it. If you do, it's the same track everybody's always heard off of it, but it really is an overall, what's the word here, mosaic of musical elements that you simply can't separate. So that's coming up a little bit later, as well as the soundtrack for the week, which I'll be honest with you, this week, this soundtrack I have in a very fractured form. I don't have every track. I have it digitized very poorly from a vinyl, and only have a few. So, never fear. We do aim to bring you everything in its integral integrity, but occasionally we're going to have to bring you parts of it, but we can't deprive you of that soundtrack. We'll tell you what it is in a moment. Listen to some more of this. CKUT 90.3.
Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? Got that good Chiba Chiba.
Right on, right on, right on, right on.
You down?
Right on, right on. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
Good Chiba Chiba. Chiba Chiba. Got Chiba Chiba good?
Yeah.
Yeah. They call me the Hoochie Coochie Man. I got that mojo thing. Chiba Chiba. Coochie man, I got that mojo thing, Chiba Chiba. Hey bro,
right on, bro.
You want a pound or a dime, man?
You get a dime, the smoke is nice.
All right, Chiba Chiba. Hey sis.
Yeah.
Hey sis.
Yeah man.
Got that Chiba Chiba. I'm the Hoochie Coochie man. I got that mojo thing. Chiba Chiba.
Chiba Chiba. Chiba.
Yeah, I got it.
Chiba Chiba.
Yeah, I got it.
Got that Chiba. Chiba Chiba. Got that Chiba. Chiba Chiba.
Chiba Chiba.
Got that Chiba.
Hey, boy, your dollar short.
Chiba.
Kick out the other dollar, boy.
Chiba.
Some dollar.
Chiba Chiba.
Kick out the dollar, boy.
Got that Chiba.
You got the dollar, bro?
Chiba, 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 ch
hoochie coochie man with that mojo thing.
Got that chiba.
Chiba chiba.
Chiba chiba.
Yeah.
Got that chiba.
Yeah.
Chiba chiba. Got that chiba.
Yeah.
Chiba chiba.
Yeah.
Got that chiba.
I'm the
chiba chiba. Got that chiba. Chiba chiba. Chiba,
yeah.
Got that chiba,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so many pieces, 10,000 feet, can't put it apart. Oh, no, listen here, take responsibility.
Walking down the street looking like he in the sun.
They call him Cool.
Who?
Mr. Cool.
Oh, dear.
They call me Cool, 'cause I got more glide my stride, more dip in my hip, and I wear a mean dark pair of shades, and you can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. More time, give me five. When I get moving, I'm a smooth operator. No jive, give me five. They call me Cool, Mr. Cool. I used to fool around with the president's old lady. And get sedated, 'cause you know darn well that I am pretty. They call me Cool, Mr. Cool. If y'all wondering why you didn't see, it's 'cause I left at night. And when I planted my flag and made my claim, I turned to the moon, folks, and hollered, "What's my name?" And they called me Boo-hoo.
Okay, baby, I ain't got time right now. I'll see you tonight, baby.
All right, folks, it is 2:32 Eastern Standard Time in the morning. It's Friday, and, you know, who knows what that could mean. Big things, big trouble, big happies, all of that. Who knows? And, of course, this is Logic Johnson and the Derf Man, and we are coming to you infallibly, unstoppably, with another episode of Listen. You smell something. So, of course, the aim of the show being to bring you all that funky goodness for your ears that you may or may not have caught elsewhere. Now, we don't want to toot our horn too much, but we likes to think that from times to times we brings you with songs that you ain't heard before. So, that being said, here's the Derf Man. Tell you about some of those songs, possibly, maybe possibly.
Yeah, although I don't know about what you just mentioned.
Well, this one. Did you say we heard this song on Sirius Radio XL 711? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe.
Carry on, Derf Man.
All right, then we had Harlem Underground Band with Smokin' Chiba Cheeber. And then Charles Wright with You Got to Know What Cha Doin', followed by Rasputin's Stash with Mr. Cool. And then the Stovall Sisters with Hang On In There. And then the Rhine Oaks with Tampin.
You're gonna turn Tampa into a verb. Those pumps.
Are you sure about that?
A couple Stanley Cups and they get their own damn verb. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a little bitter.
Here, let me grab this mic here and bring it back over here so I can properly communicate my bitterness into this microphone that stupid Tampa. These guys discovered ice in 1974, and they get a Stanley Cup champion. Come on. All right. I'm being petty. 2:34.
We'll be right back. you know you should. Funky folk.
Are you good enough to show? Do you think you got the soul? Are you sharp enough to shine? Can you party all the time?
Ain't no half stepping. Gotta do it good. You know you should.
Ain't no half stepping.
Stoke and start to smoke.
Ain't no half stepping.
'Cause we're the funky folk, yeah. Enough to shine.
Ain't no half
stepping. Can you party all the time?
Ain't no half stepping.
I said, doing it, doing it. Ha ha.
Ain't no half stepping.
Like you know you should.
Ain't no half stepping.
Night and day, same old way, yeah.
Yes, we can.
I know we can.
your body.
Yes, we can, I know we can.
We can make it, y'all.
I know we can make it.
Folks, hey, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal, and, well, what can I say? We're happy to be here, and we hope you're happy to be there, and we'll just continue doing this thing, you know, each doing our part. We do the casting, you do listening. It's just a wonderful little circle of life. All right, coming up next, we do have the Hustlers Convention, brought to you by Lightning Rod. Real name, Jalal Mansour Nuruddin. Those who might be a little bit more detailed like that might want to know. So enjoy that in a moment. Here's the Durf Man to tell you of the song names and such before we proceed into all of that.
Yeah, that's right. So we heard Heat Wave with Ain't No Half Steppin'. Followed by the Pointer Sisters with Yes We Can. And then the Gators with Cold Bear. And then the Barquets with Son of Shaft. And then Rolls Royce with 6 o'clock DJ.
Yeah, that was a short piece then. Yeah.
Hey, we weren't. We were.
Yeah, we were. We were. We were done. We were done. So here it comes, folks. The Hustlers Convention by Lightning Rod from 1984. And just listen, it's the story of Sport and his ace boon something spoon and their misadventures. Here we go.
Of 59, I was young and cool and shot a bad game of pool and hustled all the chumps I could find. Well, now they call me Sport, cause I pushed the bar short and loved all the women to death. I partied hard and packed a mean rod and could knock you out with a right or a left. I'd learned to shoot pool, playing hooky from school at the tender age of 9. And by the time I was 11, I could pad roll 7 and down me a whole quart of wine. I was making it a point to smoke me a joint at least once during the course of the day. And I was snorting scag while other kids played tag. And my elders went to church to pray. I pitched pennies and down bennies and played the horses at the track. I've wanted cards against tremendous odds, and my favorite game was blackjack. I seldom lost, cause my game was so boss. I mean, I had my shit down pat, and I was running through bitches like rags to riches, cause that's where my heart was at. Yes, I was a down stud's dream, a hustler supreme. There wasn't no game that I couldn't play. And if I caught a dude cheating, I would give him a beating, and I might even blow him away. Now my ace boom
Poon was a young boy named Spoon. My crime partner from the block, he had served a bullet and a deuce. And now they were cutting him loose from the joint they called a rock. We had hung out as kids, serving alternate bids in various reform schools and jails. And he was like my kid brother, and we had helped one another till he was busted for some stolen good sales. When he finally came back on the scene, his wardrobe was lean, so I bought him some vines of his own. And then we lit up some smoke and snorted some coke. And I dug how the brother had grown. He was bigger and meaner, and his mind was more keener. And he had earned him a rep with his hands. Plus, he was eager to compete with the hustlers on the street for my man at ambitious plans. I lent him a yard, copped him a rod, a 38 blue steel piece. Then we split to the Cafe Black Rose to party with some hoes. And for dinner, we ordered a piece. Just about everybody goes to the Cafe Black Rose to drink, party, and eat. And if you ain't down, you better not hang around, else you sure as hell will get beat. The grease is nice and at a decent price, and all the fine. The jazz is so sweet, you'll be patting your feet while sipping on a cold glass of wine. You can cop your bag of reef or skag, and even some coke or some hash. But don't ask for no credit, or they'll tell you forget it, cause hustlers only deal in cold cash. We had just finished greasing when the bitches started teasing for us to split and lay. Spoon's cunt collar was tight, which is understandably right after serving 3 years in a day. We about ready to split when I dug Brother Harmony Grit, a runner from the south side of town. He was coming our way, so I figured we'd lay and hear about the happenings going down. Brother Grit was hip to all kinds of shit. I mean, there wasn't nothing he didn't know. He knew every hustler's name, including his game and who did or didn't keep dough. We traded jive and slapped each other five as Spoon silently checked him out. He had heard that Spoon was my ace boom poon, so he knew what our hustles was about. He was his usual self, sporting his wealth, clean from head to toe. He was dressed pressed down in a pinstripe brown, and his pocket was bulging with dough. Dick, I've got some news you dudes could use that might help y'all get by. So I thought I'd nonchalantly mention the Hustlers Convention taking place at the end of July. It'll be at Ham Hocks Hall, winner take all, only the best can play. Cost you 10 grand to get in, but you must continue to win or you won't be allowed to stay. There'll be money for the making, bitches for the taking, and all you can shoot, snort, smoke, or drink. And a whole lot of lames will fall victim to the games, cause only true hustlers can think. Gonna be hustlers galore, trying to score, traveling by land, sea, and air. There'll be a coming to play from New York and L.A. and other points distant and near. They'll start to arrive around 11:55.